On the extended three-hour program, Racing Pulse now hones in on the full Victorian race preview.
It's 3 minutes past 11, time to find all the winners at Ararat today, or at least one or two of them, if we're to be realistic about it. Going to be joined by Jade Kennedy, the track manager, in a moment. And as Rick Manager said, there's still a lot of water lying around on the way to places like Ararat, so it'll be important to get the track condition from Jade. Mark Hunter's going to take us through his thoughts for the meeting as well. And Paulie Prushka from Horsham has got runners today, and he's going to take us through those. He had a runner in the Jericho Cup as well, so we might even have a little reflect on that. First, though, to the track manager, Jade Kennedy, at 4 minutes past 11 on Racing Pulse. Good morning, Jade.
Morning, Matty.
How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah, not bad. I drove around, roughly around your region the other day on the way back from Warrnambool. Gee, there's still a lot of water lying around.
Yeah, there's plenty around. Still very soft underfoot, but luckily the track's in pretty good order.
All right, that's good news. What's the track rating today?
It's a soft 5 at the moment. There's a fair chance we'll go to a 4 at some stage, I think, but currently a soft 5, penetrometer 5.52.
Now, I was having a discussion with Rick McIntosh earlier about whether there was a bit of a myth about the way Ararat plays or whether it's changed a bit. My impression always was that it was a very handy on-pace leaders, railers track, and in recent times I've seen winners coming down the outside, and it seems to have changed a little bit, and Rick had his own take on it about where you can make ground and where you can't make ground. Is the track necessarily a leaders track, or is that just an old wives tale?
Oh, it depends on the weather a lot, I think, Matty. During the hot weather, the inside definitely dries out a little bit quicker than the rest, so you've got to try and keep on top of watering that area. But when you're getting natural rainfall, the inside can sort of hold the moisture a lot better.
All right, so you are a soft 5. What's the weather like today?
It's pretty overcast. There's a bit of a breeze around, which gives it a fair chance of being upgraded.
All right, and the rail's in the true?
Yeah, it's in the true.
Beautiful. You got a winner for us?
Oh, I did have a quick look. I thought Squamie would be a bit of a chance.
What race is Squamie in?
Race 6. He goes pretty good first up, and I think he's unbeaten over 1,100.
All right. Well identified. Simon Zara Squamie. All right. Beautiful. We'll see if you're a good judge in a few hours' time.
Yeah, probably not.
Well, don't be like that. Glass half full. Hey, good on you, mate. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Matty.
Jade Kennedy there. Mark Hunter joins us. Is Jade a good judge, Mark? Are you a Squamie man as well?
I better put it in my quaddy, Matty. I haven't got it in my numbers, but it certainly wouldn't shock me if it ran well.
Well, Jade might be a mug.
No, maybe I'm. If you go off my tips yesterday, I'd be going with... I wouldn't be going with me. Oh. I wouldn't be going with me today. I'd be going with somebody else.
Don't talk about the war, race one. Oh, dear, dear. Anyway, yeah. But this is the good thing about racing every day of the week. You can bounce back. Are you, what do you make of Ararat? I've always had a perception that it was not screaming leaders, but close to it. And Rick was a bit different. And the pattern I've been seeing lately has been a bit different, maybe because they've had rain-affected tracks and I'm used to how it races in summer. But what's your perception about how Ararat usually plays?
Well, they race a lot on Sundays or Mondays as a rule. And I probably don't pay the closest attention to when they race there. Sunday's usually a day off and Monday's you're under the pump for the rest of the week. So I wouldn't say I've tipped Ararat upside down over the journey, but I'd be with you. I do watch them. You know, I sit there, gee, it's impossible to make ground here. But having watched a few races recently, I agree. You see them coming down the centre. Maybe that's because it's been softer. The pattern has turned around. But, I'd go with your theory over the years from what I've seen.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see how it plays today, and we'll update our theory. Philip Stokes has got a couple of interesting runners today, and Rick was against one of his shorties in the second, but probably not in the first. 1,300-metre maiden. This is on a soft 5, as I said. The scratchings here are numbers 4 and 6. Stokes, he's got a $1.45 pop here, number 9, Pampoonie, to be ridden by Buckets Moore, so red-hot favourite here. The next best is probably Naughty Nightmare at $8.50, number 8. Number 7, Golden Shayo at $9. $7.50 Kenrick Road. Is this just the beginning of a parlay, this horse?
No. I could have something here on Golden Shao each way. I don't think you'll miss as long as the inside's okay. First up, it basically sat five and six wide the whole way and did a terrific job to finish sixth of 13. It didn't drop out. It was good through the line. It draws gate one. It gets a beautiful run. I don't think the 1,300 metres holds any fears, so I could have something on Golden Shao each way to beat nine Pampoonie. Pampoonie might win. It was okay the other day. It gets a beautiful run from the draw, but poison odds. Two Crimo. Crimo's jumped out in pretty good jump outs at Flemington. It's one pace, but certainly not without a chance. And eight Naughty Nightmare, who comes through that cause for concern race. They just keep running well out of the race. I love when you get a good form race, and Naughty Nightmare wasn't hopeless in it. It's the other winning chance in the race for mine. So something each way, number 7, 7, 9, 2, and 8.
7, 9, 2, and 8. Mike Moroney, debutant up at Ararat on a midweek or two. He's flying, Mike Moroney. Do you, for all the reasons we mentioned, do you think this Pampoonie will get out in the market rather? It can't get in any further, can it?
No, not really. I can't see how it's justifiably that short. Maybe it wins, but I can't see how justifiably it's that short. And I can't imagine many people rushing down the tab to press the button on $1.35 or whatever it is at the moment.
Your tip's got a tongue tie first time too, Golden Shower, whether that makes a difference. All right, over to race two, another 1,300-metre maiden. Here we go with the scratchings of 12, 13, 17, 18. Rick is against this Stokes runner, Twin Perfection, from the gate over this tricky circuit. It's $1.95, very solid, number 7. He was thinking Shocking Habit, and it'd be interesting to have a chat to Paul Pushker about Shocking Habit in about 10 seconds because he's on the line at $4.60 is his selection. And then we go out to $6.50, Robert the Puss. Actually, hold on the line there, Mark. Now that Paul's on the line, I'll start with his first runner here and go through the rest of his runners. Hey, Paulie, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Rick McIntosh reckons you've got the value runner here in Shocking Habit. He's potting the favourite. You'd be hoping Rick's on the money here.
Well, you hope, don't you? I guess they've drawn tricky for our rat. And, she probably gets a nice run from there, and she's sort of trained on nice since, so can't see why she can't get it done.
All right, and you're not going to bowl yourself out with your roughy little tricker, are you?
Well, he probably wants a little bit of racing, probably wants to get over a bit more ground, but we'll wait to see her do things right before we head that way, you know?
All right, you've got a second upper in Dream Statement running in race three.
Yeah, really a little bit of a shock run first up. Nice, genuine horse. Just, I don't know, something went wrong and she didn't handle it on the day. So hopefully she recovers today. She's got to be right in it, I would think.
All right, so you can see some improvement there?
For sure, for sure.
All right, what's the earmuffs are off? Is that reading nothing in particular into that?
Yeah, look, I thought nice enough horse, probably could go somewhere if it just learnt to settle. Whether that was it, I think we've probably just got to leave her be and give her a bit of racing and catch up with her later on, you know. So,
right.
Yeah.
Perfaseer in race four?
Yeah, nice run first up. Second up, 2,000 metres. Might just fall short, but staying honest this time.
Got an apprentice, R. Houston, who I know nothing about in race 6, number 11 on Thunder Park. What's claims for? Who's R. Houston?
Yeah, we call him Chop. He walked into my yard sort of 5 years ago and never put a head collar on a horse but wanted to become a jockey. So he's starting his career today. Good to see.
Yeah, what an exciting day. What's his name?
Ryan Houston, but we call him Choppy.
All right. So is Chop nervous?
No, he's fairly schooled up and he'll go and enjoy it and hopefully things pan his way.
He's not listening. Can he ride?
He can ride. There's no drama. So, it's going to be good to watch. Good journey for me, you know. He started from scratch and been a pleasure to watch. So he's a good worker and I hope things go his way, you know.
A proud moment for you, I'd imagine, too.
Yeah. It's been a funny journey with him. He knew absolutely nothing, but he got there, so good to see.
Have you had many apprentices through the system over the years?
No, sort of. This is me third one, and you know, he's sort of. Well, it's always a luxury. I started with him from scratch, so he soon learnt the hurdle school, and he's done a fair bit. So it's going to be good to see him get rewarded for his hard work. It's hard on these kids, you know. They can see the light at the end of the tunnel early days, but it gets lost. It's a big journey for them. So
they see a lot of the tunnel and not much of the light.
Yeah. Good to see it. So looking forward to it.
Have you setting him up for a win today?
No, well, I just for me, he's on the right horses, and you know, he can go and ride a good race, and that's all I need from him. And if he gets a bit of luck, that'll be good, you know.
All right, Mulgalil and Fiorente Spritz go around in race 7, and chops on Mulgalil here.
Yeah, look, she had a little bit of a setback, and she's been up for a while. Quick freshen up, back to the mile, natural bowl forward horse. You know, tough enough, makes its own luck. I guess she's got a figure in it. The other horse, same job. It's had a few runs, freshened up, back to the mile. Gets a sit. It'll produce itself late, and just hopefully it'll probably be the pick of the two, but we'll sort it out on the day.
You tell Chop that if he gets the money on anything today, that he's that we've got to get him on the wireless tomorrow for a chin wag, if that's okay.
Yeah.
You tell Chop not to get out, not to disappear on us tomorrow. Hey, just before I let you go, you had a runner in the Jericho yesterday. No good, but what a thrill to be involved in such a race.
Yeah, great experience, and happy with the horse. Got out of our ground, settled well, and you know, he's one that was sort of pegged in. He'll go the up and overs this time round, and it was all a good experience for the horse, and we got to look at him, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck today, particularly to young Chop.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Krischke there. It's a nice story, Mark, isn't it? There's always, every now, you know, well, regularly there's a little A4 name that you hadn't seen before, and I hadn't seen him before in the form guide, and a big day for young Chop Houston today.
Yeah, it is, Matty. You see them, gee, you think back to, you know, you and me, our age, you've seen them all come through the ranks, and you see them bob up with 3 kilos, originally these days 4 kilos, and it's great following their journey and seeing what comes of them.
Because a lot of them, you know, it's a tough journey. A lot of them don't make it. So where did we get to? I've completely forgotten. Were we about to tip on race 2?
Yes, race 2. I don't know if you've read out the market.
All right. So $4.60 Shocking Habit is the second favourite. $1.95 Twin Perfection is the favourite. Are you with one of these two?
No. Look, I think the two main hopes are 4 and 7, Robert the Puss and Twin Perfection. They've run against each other the last two times. First up, Robert the Puss ran 8th and Twin Perfection ran 3rd, but I think it's fair to argue that Robert the Puss was a better run. They both went to the valley then on a night where it was hard to make ground. The Puss got out the back, came wide, lost his reins and held his ground pretty well through the line. Twin Perfection sat in a good trail, was left flat-footed but was strong through the line. There wasn't much between the runs. I think there's a ridiculous price discrepancy, and with a bit of barrier draw, I think Robert the Puss is a terrific each-way bet here to beat number 7, Twin Perfection, who the runs have been okay. It's got a good chance. I wouldn't so much worry about the barrier. I think just 3 wide with cover, it's going to present at the right time. 14, Shocking Habit. Originally, I would have thought it was a weaker race and it couldn't beat the other two, but watching how that horse Silent Scream we won at Terang in the Shocking Habit race, it should have walked in yesterday. So maybe it's a better race than what I gave credit for. And one big option, he's got a knife next to its name, had no luck at all last time, might run a place. So two hopes for me, two main hopes, 4 and 7 ahead of 14, then 1.
And your top tip, the Puss, is at $6.50 on the fixed odds. Let's get races 3 and 4 done relatively quickly, and then we'll take a short break. It's a maiden, race 3, over 1,100 metres. We're taking out 3, 5, 10, 12, 13 and 14. $2.30 favourite is Chock-a-Block, number 7 for Tom Dabenig. She's Tenacious, number 11, is at $4.60. $3.70 second favourite is Masako, number 1 for Archie Alexander. And $6 for Dublin, number 8.
They're the four main hopes. I'll go 7, 8, 11, 1. Number 7, Chock-a-Block, has good at the jump outs. Tom Dabenig, Harry Coffey, it'll run well fresh for sure here to beat number 8, Dublearn, whose debut was pretty good on wet ground. Recent trial was nice. It's right in the mix. 11, She's Tenacious, Simon Wilde and Yendall trialled well and won Masako. Disappointing last time, had every possible chance. It was a pretty basic third, but gets a nice run from the draw. 7, 8, 11 and 1.
7, 8, 11 and 1. Over to race 4, Maiden over 2,000 metres. And here we are going without just number 11. Another shorty here. Number 1, Diophic at $1.95 for Simon Wilde. $4.40 for the one we mentioned just before, Paul Prushka. Perfect here. I think it's Perfect here. Number 4 at $4.40. $6, Rockaby Road, number 6. And Tutankhamun, $8.50, number 7. I reckon you're a bit like me. Your natural instinct when you see a short price favourite is to go against it until proven otherwise and then try and get some value. And we roll around to another odds on here. Is that your natural instinct here is to think, righto, smart aleck, you're $1.95, I'll see if I can get you beat?
Yeah, for sure. Who wants to, you know, you don't get rich backing the $1.80 chances. I've tipped this one on top, having said that, I think, because of that, it's just not a good race. I think there are four hopes. It's been consistent. It was okay last time. It's in a good stable with a top rider. So it's the one to beat. To beat number 4, Perfect here, who's had a few tries. It was good enough first up, gets a lovely run from the draw. Number 9, Eagle Victory. Back and around them last time wasn't really the place to be. It ran okay. And 6, Rockaby Road. It's been grinding away in those two starts. It's got some chance. So they can have the short odds themselves. I'm happy to watch the race. 1, 4, 9 and 6.
1, 4, 9 and 6. We've got 4 to go. Mark, we'll take a short break and come back and nail the quaddie at Ararat.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
23 minutes past 11, they're a minute away, which really means a minute and a half at Healesville for race number 1 at the Greyhounds, and we'll knock this first leg of the quaddy over first. The scratching is number 5 for Nays, who was flogged by Andrew Bobbin's horse in the last race at Kyneton yesterday. Mark, the $4 favourite on the fixed odds is Princeton Award, number 2. Number 3, She's a Big Deal, is $4.60. $6 for Tavabeale, number 6. $4.60 for Celtic Glory, number 10. And that's about it.
Yeah, this is a good race, Matty, but I like number 2, Princeton Award, who's had the two runs back from a spell, just got held up last time, but really powered through the line. I think it's ready for the 2,000 metres. Been well backed, and I can see why. It gets a beautiful run. I like it. Number 10, Celtic Glory, who finally got the job done last time and just might go right on with it now. 3, She's a Big Deal. Had the two runs back from a spell. Pushes forward on the speed for Lyndon Meach and give you a great sight. And then 6, Tavabeale, who maybe was too wet last time. It was disappointing. Maybe it was too wet. It's getting fitter and getting out to a trip that suits. Has got some chance. Throwing 1 in the quaddie as well. Keen on 2, 2, 10, 3 and 6.
2, 10, 3 and 6 in race 5. Now let's go to race 6 with Mark Hunter. This is over 1,100 metres. It's a 58. Scratchings here are 4, 7 and 12. Anika, number 10, is a $3.30 fixed odds favourite. Then those up the top. Squamy is $5, number 2. Number 1, Coastal Town, $7. The same as Safe Secret, number 3. Serene Doro, number 5, is at $6.50. And Chosen Miss, $7. This looks pretty open, Mark.
Yeah, the 5 numbers in the quaddie again, Matty. I'll go 5, Serene Dioro, who kicked off on the synthetic and came with a big run down the outside to score. It was a good win. Went for a spell, come back. It's trialled well to beat number 10, Anika. I heard Rick say it had every possible chance last time. It did. It was a bit disappointing there. Kept grinding away to run third. It's got Rose Fitness on its side and a good gate. 8, Chosen Miss. Comes off a break. Can pull out a run fresh. Gets a lovely run from the draw. And 3, Safe Secret, who can mix its form, but its best form's competitive. I like the recent jump out. Looks like it's going well. 5, 10, 8 and 3.
And our track manager Jade liked Squamy, so anyone who likes to follow track manager tips might want to throw that in. Race 7, 1,600 metre benchmark 58. Here we go with the scratchings of 4, 8 and 15. $3.30 favourite is number 1, Let's See. And then we go out to $3.50 for Fiorente Spritz, number 10. $7.50, Mul Galil, number 7. $8.50, Brass Eye. And then a few around 10 to 1.
Yeah, top 4 picks for me. I wasn't that thrilled by Paul's summary of Mul Galil, but I've got it on top. It's a go-forward, tough horse, coming back to the mile here with that 4-kilo claim. If things go all right, Franklin will lead from 1. Mul Galil will be handy from 2. And should get a nice run. I'll just keep grinding away here at the mile to beat number 1, Let's See. He's been a disappointing horse, but well placed in a race like this. Got a great draw, got the blinkers on for the first time. 10 Fiorente Spritz, always a chance, just struggles to win. And 9 Brass Eyes had the 2 runs back from a spell. It's ready to fire. It's the other winning chance in the race. 7-1, 10-9.
7-1, 10-9, race 7. And the last is a 1300 metre 58. The scratchings here are 1, 2, 5, 7, 12, 14, 15, and 16. $4 equal favourites, 9 and 10, 1 out, and Rock DJ. $6.50, number 11, Shalaga. $8.50, number 13, Grey at the Ready. $6.50, number 8, Italian Poet. And then the two at the top, Written Sun and Maximum Velocity, are around $7.50. So it looks to be a quaddie where we might be able to snap a bit of value if we can nail it.
I've got no idea here, Matty. I'll tip number 8, Italian Poet, who doesn't win out of turn, probably needs further, but it's a race where you can make excuses and reasons why most of them can't win. To beat number 4, Written Sun, who's had a couple of goes for the stable, they've been ordinary, gets back onto a better surface here and might improve. 10 Rock DJ won an awful race. This has to be harder, but it's got a chance. And then 9 1 out, who was very basic first up. Maybe it's fitter and maybe it can improve. Don't like the race at all. 8, 4, 10 and 9.
8, 4, 10 and 9. What about a best, a quaddy and a value maybe?
Yeah, the best will go to race 5, number 2, Princeton Award. The value, race 2, number 4, Robert the Puss. The quaddy, first leg, 2, 10, 3, 6 and 1. Second leg, 5, 10, 8, 3 and 11. Third leg, 7 and 1. And come home, 8, 4, 10, 9 and 11. Play of the day, I'm going to play the two horses I mentioned in an each way all up. They're good odds. Race 2, number 4, Robert the Puss, into race 5, number 2, Princeton Award. Cost you $4 for a dollar.
Oh, magnificent. Good on you, Mark. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.